is going to be the employer of a group of smart people that spends up to a year thinking about a problem and then solving it, which is the case, was the case with investigative journalists, and was the long, illustrious field of journalism, which is changing before our eyes and turning into a lot of reposting, retweeting of really short 140 character type quote unquote stories. Vine, 6 second repeating loops. With that, we wonder where the next sort of spotlight type movie will ever be made, if it ever will be. It's a hard movie to make, a hard story to break, it's a hard movie to watch for a few reasons. One is it's not that interesting to watch people do research, and two, it's an awful subject matter to have to sit through. So that might be one of the reasons that the story itself took a long time to break. Who wants to hear about kids being molested by the Catholic Church? Well, the answer is nobody wants to hear about it, which is why everybody needs to hear about it. As the movie makes clear, the Catholic Church unconscionably perpetuated a seriously large-scale cycle of sexual abuse against children by priests. The scale is unbelievable. The story is well known by now, but if you haven't brushed up on it, it's worth noting that, for example, just in the city of Boston, there were over 90 priests that were serially molesting kids for decades before anything happened about it and people knew about it. And the church knew about it, and they just moved priests around to different places. And then when they got busted for molesting more kids, they moved them to different places. And then there were whistleblowers within the church who wanted the church to get rid of those priests. And then the church moved those guys around and sometimes sent them to South America or threatened to. So really, it was a cycle of abuse. And the church was so powerful that they silenced any critics and they took out smear campaigns against people who were critical. And so this all happened in 2001. So what's changed now? Well, it's interesting the movie comes out now, and we have participant media to thank about this. Jeff Skoll, a righteous billionaire, decided that he would make movies about stuff that people should know about that weren't necessarily action movie films, and that was Participant Productions. Started with the Edward R. Murrow biopic with George Clooney, Good Night, Good Luck. Participants' movies tend to be Oscar-nominated and feature incredibly interesting stories and your atypical sort of Hollywood stories, stories that people should know about and they're more likely to listen to when you have Hollywood stars playing the roles. This is a story that needed to be told 25 years ago, finally getting some daylight now in spotlight, and you should see it.